निहाली होगी, मानव होगा देव समान।
ओम शांति। आर यू हैप्पी विद योर प्रोग्रेस? विद योर प्रोग्रेस यू आर हैप्पी इन मधुबन, इट्स फाइन। बट विद प्रोग्रेस वी शुड बी हैप्पी एंड कंटेंट इन दिस स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ। टुडे Mirabhen has asked me to say something about how to get rid of carelessness. I don't think you are careless. Are you careless? No. God has come down. He is giving us His entire fortune, all treasures. How can we be careless? Those who keep talking to self this way, introspection, talk to yourself. If we keep talking to our own self, we never become careless. Carelessness comes, here are some reasons behind it. An important reason is, when there is no strong aim in our mind, very strong, not just aim that we have to become Lakshmi Narayan. I used to say this is not actual the aim. No one thinks about it. Am I right? Some strong aim, target. I will use the word target. This is my target. I have to achieve this target within so many days, months, years. If our aim is very strong, and together with aim, one another thing is also equally important, planning. If target is very high, but there is no planning, planning is nothing, then after, as Baba mentioned, 15 days or 20 days, down. So very strong aim, very good target, as well as very good planning. Good planning means simple and practical planning. Sometime we fly in the sky and make very great plan. Oh, I will do this, this, this. But only for 3 days. After 3 days, again we come down on the earth. So plans should be made very simple and very practical. One thing. And similarly, very strong will to achieve that. Target must be fixed according to our capability, not beyond capability. A common man should not think, I will come into eight. So this intoxication will not last forever. Make your aim according to your capability. To understand, we must know how capable we are. Second, and also very important point, which makes a person careless. If we don't have different experiences in life, if we are very weak in experiencing many things in this spiritual life, suppose we don't enjoy Amrit Vela, so we will become careless. It's very practical. If a person doesn't enjoy Amrit Vela, next day he will think, why should I get up in the morning? This is also waste of time. I get depressed, I get frustrated when I don't enjoy my Amrut Vela. I have noticed, I got many experiences of many, many souls, just one experience, a teacher, sister, she shared her experience. She tried her best since last 10 years to enjoy Amrut Vela, but could not. And what happened? She woke up at 3, 2, and did her best, but no result. But one good point was, as soon as there was 5 o'clock, yoga used to become powerful, automatically. 5 o'clock, very powerful yoga. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, nothing. She was very depressed, came to me. What should I do? I asked her many questions and I came to know she cannot enjoy that kind of yoga. So I convinced her, you should enjoy your best yoga after 5 o'clock. Forget 4. But it doesn't mean that you should not wake up at 4 or 3. You can wake up. But how to use that 1 hour, it's important. Listen, one of Vyaktamuli, listen, not read through VCD player. You should listen for half an hour, for 15 minutes, one of Vyaktamuli. When you listen the voice of a Vyakt Bab Dada, you experience the same vibrations which we get in Shantivan, in big hall, same feeling. We remember many things. And second thing, that you should have chit-chat with Baba. Practice some thoughts of self-respect, that's all. Because as soon as 5 o'clock will come, automatically yoga becomes powerful. Then up to 6 o'clock you can enjoy your time. So we must know how to enjoy Amrut Vela. It will make us very careful, very alert. Our life will become full of enjoyment, because missing of Amrut Vela makes us miss from many things. It's important time for us. Many Baba children, Brahmin souls, are careless in writing chart, although we all know that writing a chart is the only way to progress in life. But we don't write. I can say normally 100% Brahmins are failure in writing chart. Many are doing their best nowadays. So I would suggest you few things about this chart, writing chart, Amrut Vela, and getting good experiences in yoga. Our own experiences become the base of our enthusiasm. We know it. Physically, in Laukik, we understand if the food we are eating is very tasty, we will enjoy it. If it's not like us, we will say, oh, leave it. So we should get many good experience in our spiritual life. So I would say, make your life into a beautiful laboratory, a spiritual laboratory, and make some experiments, get success. That success will encourage you, will inspire you, will keep you very alert and active. But first of all, talk to yourself. God is here in front of me. How fortunate I am. See, God is here. It was beyond our imaginations that we will come so close to God, that He will become our friend, that he will teach us this way. He will open our third eye. He will give us complete knowledge. He will become our real parent. We have never even dreamed like this. Talk to yourself this way. Now, opportunity has come before me, to my feet. I will achieve everything from Baba. I remind you, one version from Baba's Murli, Sakar Murli. It is not repeated oftenly, but once I had heard it, Baba was saying, I give you my everything, becomes empty, and go back to my home for rest. So as soon as I heard these things here, in Om Shanti Bhava, no, in history hall, many years before, through the mouth of Dadi Kumarka. So, the same moment, I had this enthusiasm. I will make Baba empty. I will make myself so capable, so empty inside, no rubbish. For this, Baba, use nowadays a word, make your intellect clean. A beautiful subject for Brahmins. Make your intellect clean, because it's intellect which will receive everything from Baba. Whatever Baba wants to give us, it will come into intellect. Right? So if intellect is not clean, it will go back. So, we have to plan how to cleanse our intellect. Very important practice for life. Just as in India, it's a system that the people who give milk in the morning, they used to go from door to door. Oh, milk wala, milk wala. And mothers bring their container, steel container, and he will put milk, 1 liter. He knows how much, 1 liter, 2 liter, half liter, he will put. So it's mother's duty to keep that utensil very clean, because milk is very pure. If there is little dust, even a small thing, they have to clean it. So likewise, very pure knowledge. Very great, great blessings, all treasures, all powers, Baba wants to give me. Talk to yourself. Baba has come to give everything to us. Because, think, He is almighty. All powers are there within Him. But what will He do with those powers when He is in soul world? Useless for him. They are useful for his children. Because he will create heaven, will give that heaven in our hands for 2500 years with this faith that my children are so responsible now, so careful, so capable. They will look after everything for thousands of years. Nothing is going to happen to my paradise. So he gives his all powers to his children. They will come into our intellect. Make it clean. This way we should talk to ourselves. I will achieve everything from Baba. He has come to give me his entire fortune. Fortune for 84 lives. I will achieve everything from him. So that when I go back to my home, I should be full and content. I should not realize anything. I should not regret that God came to me and I achieved nothing. I must be happy that I have achieved everything. Talk to this way, to yourself. It will make us free from all kinds of carelessness. I would also like to share some of my experience of present time, which we are doing in our group, the different practices, which are giving us very good feelings, very good experience. Such experiences keep us in good enthusiasm and we try our best to do everything. Three Murlis we have heard. I will also give you some tips about Amrit Vela. Three Murlis. Last Murli was about perfect purity, full stop. Two topics were there. We know to put full stop is not easy or difficult. It's not so easy. It's not a game. Although Baba will say, full stop, it's so easy. Put pencil and it's full stop. But to put pencil to mind, it's not a game, we know. For God everything is easy. He has made something. Why my children find everything difficult? They are so easy. But easy for God. We have to make them easy for ourselves. These were 2 points and Baba insisted on one thing. Many weak Brahmin souls, weak in the subject of purity, you have to cooperate with them. Our responsibility. And we can cooperate to weak souls if we are very strong in purity. So, what I do always, on listening every avyakt only, I get 2-3 points of practice. And I do them. So they become very new, very fresh, new experience come in life. So from second only I remember, Baba was speaking to teachers. And he mentioned one very good thing, it's not only for teacher but for all. That every morning Baba gives you drashti. And Baba added, you too give drashti to others. Very subtle thing. So we can receive drashti from Baba in the morning. And we should give drashti to all souls of the world. Not in the classroom. To all souls of the world. Very good experience. Souls will also get, we will also get very good experience. I would add one thing. Those who are responsible for Baba's service, although we all are responsible, we should invoke the souls of deity religions every morning. It will also become, I would say, best enjoyment for us, a beautiful experience for us. So you can fix up in your mind that in the morning hour, I will do this. Wake up in the morning with a good planning, not with the thought, oh, I have to remember Baba. This is nothing. Devotees are also remembering Baba. But I have to do this practice. So as soon as we open our eyes, go in subtle world, receive Baba's drashti. We will do that practice now. What I do, and then be in this feeling, I am Bab Saman, or I am worship worthy deity, or I am an ancestor soul. And just immerse souls of the world and give them drashti. Visualize them, give them drashti, and from our drashti, vibrations will go to them. So it will become a great thing for the world, for ourselves. Just human beings are standing in front of us in angelic form. Souls are there in everyone's forehead. Just in 3 seconds, think that here are millions and millions of souls in front of me. I am giving them the tea. You can feel that I am sitting on a high mountain, on a big rock, little height, and giving the tea to everyone. So, this first practice, Baba had mentioned in last season that early morning you should remember Baba's blessings. So, I started it. Now, you should also start it from now. How to do it? Either invoke Bap Dada in front of you, or you go up in subtle world. To invoke Bap Dada will be very good thing. Just, now you do with me. And then listen, blessings from Baba's mouth. Now, we will all do that practice. Just visualize Shiv Baba in soul world. Great light, almighty, spreading the rays of might. Now with your true heart, give invitation to him. O Baba, O sweet Baba, we are remembering you. We want to meet you. You please come down in front of me on listening our invitation. Baba started to come down. Visualize him that he is coming down. His rays of might are spreading out. He is coming down, came in subtle world, entered in Brahma Baba's body. Now both are coming down. They reached in the sky. Entire sky has become full of his divine light. He is coming down. Came down in front of me, giving drishti. He put his hand of blessings on my head and gave me blessings. Sweet child, I am always with you. With my thousands of arms, I am with you. Whenever you remember me, I will come down to you. I am for you. My old treasures are for you. He is giving the tea. He mentioned, sweet child, I have blessed you with all of my 8 powers. My all powers are working with you. They are under your control. You are Master Almighty. He gave us blessing, Mithe Vachche. You are the destroyer of obstacles. you have to destroy the obstacles of this entire world. I am giving you this blessing through your thought, through your drashti. Obstacles of many human beings will be destroyed. You are victorious jewels. Success is your birthright. He is giving me drashti. Om Shanti. This should be our first practice in the morning. It's a wonderful enjoyment. In 3 minutes or in 5 minutes, we experience as if we are full. We got His blessings. Second practice, drashti already we were receiving. Give drashti to entire world. Third practice, invoke the souls. Be in your higher consciousness. I am the worship worthy deity, or I am world benefactor, or I am God's messenger. And just talk to the souls. That the souls of deity religion who reside in this area, in my city, please come to your Supreme Father. He has come to make you again from human beings to deities. Come to Him, to whom you wanted to meet for long period of time. He has come to meet you now. Come to Him. Just attract them this way, and you will experience they will feel pull. Someone is pulling them. They will have deep desire to come, and they will come to you. It's the alaukik method for spiritual service. We all must do this. So we are world benefactor. We are their well-wishers. Have this feeling and just invite them. Attract them this way. This should be done every morning. Fourth practice, as Baba mentioned, cooperate with Brahmin souls or give sakas to the world. We should do this practice. For this, a simple method, I am an angel of purity. Or, one very attractive word Baba used, you are the son of purity. Soul is the son of purity. And from you, pure vibrations are going to the world. So for 1 minute, for 2-3 minutes, give pure vibrations to the souls and to the nature. So this way, mind will become silent, stable. Then we will enjoy our Amrit Vela. And this enjoyment will compel us to wake up in the morning. You can enjoy so much. So much nicely, chit-chat with Baba, I would say, chit-chat. Soul will wait, that let 4 o'clock must come soon, I will talk to God. Soul will just wait for 4 o'clock. That's 4 o'clock must come soon, I will talk to my Supreme Friend, to my most beloved Father, like this. It can become such an attraction. And you know, then carelessness will finish. But I would like to add few things, how we can enjoy Amrit Vela, how we don't enjoy Amrit Vela. If our digestive system is not good, give attention to this physical thing. If food is not digested completely, so it will produce gases, acidity, then heaviness. Eyes will burn, head will become heavy, and you will feel lazy. Oh, let me sleep for 5 minutes more. And this 5 minutes will wake you, make up at 5 o'clock. Straight 5 minutes will take you to 5 o'clock. This 5 minute is very dangerous for everyone. Avoid this 5 minute. We will see the watch, oh, 5 minutes less to 4 o'clock. Still 5 minutes are here to sleep. Let me sleep this 5 minutes. And 5 minutes, 4, 5 hours of time. So, one thing, good digestion. So, we must know which food is good for me. Everyone cannot digest all types of food. Some people digest rice very easily, some don't. Some digest puri and pakoda easily, some don't. We must choose our own food. And very light food. Our Dr. Satish Gupta used to say, breakfast like a king and dinner like a beggar. Means very light food at night. Not very late, not heavy food. Avoid it. In Madhuban, if you avoid dal, you call soup. Dals are heavy. They contain more protein, so they make our body. If we can't digest them, if our digestion is very strong, we can digest even stones. But if our digestion is weak, then we should avoid dal, soup, heavy things at night specifically. For rice, you can check it makes me heavy or not. You can take at night or for lunch. This way, light food at night, good digestion, it will help us in Amratvela. But one thing is also important, we should not sleep late. Don't go to bed late, 11:30, 12 o'clock. Many people, because of their laukik job, they go to sleep very late. In laukik life, people eat late. So I used to say that we were reading, we were listening right from the childhood, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, not wealthy, happy, happy and wise. Healthy, wealthy are our words. So I used to say, no, people have changed it. Late to bed, late to eat, late to rise makes a man unhealthy, unwealthy, unhappy and unwise. Because brain becomes heavy, dull. Brain is everything. If brain is fresh, we are free from tension, free from laziness, free from weak thoughts. But if our brain is not active, many weaknesses we will have to face in life. One simple thing, when you get up, you should cleanse your teeth with brush. Rub them. Because these nerves directly go to brain. They will freshen your brain immediately. In the morning. Many people don't do this. They just wake up and sit in yoga. And then... So, you should know how to make myself fresh. Come down from your bed. If you have the place, you can walk. That will be a great thing. So this way, and one another thing, very, very important for human life, I would tell it to you, and with this hope that you should teach it to entire world. thing is that 10 minutes of the morning time when we wake up, after that 10 minutes are most important life, most important time for everyone's life. They may be Brahmins or non-Brahmins, anyone in this world, because at that time our conscious mind is silent. So subconscious mind is fully active, awakened. And we must know 90% of soul's energy resides in subconscious mind. 90%. Only 10% energy is used through conscious mind. And now we are becoming more and more powerful. So our energy of subconscious mind is also becoming more. So we can use it. Our subconscious mind receives everything when conscious mind is silent. And conscious mind is silent in the morning time. We can make it silent when we sit in yoga. So when this conscious mind is silent, either we can give some powerful thoughts to our subconscious mind, or give a vision to your subconscious mind. Vision and time. I will tell you some examples. You can understand what to do. I have enjoyed this very much and I taught to many this technique. First of all, I give you one practical example. 1 year before, one sister from Delhi, 30 years old sister from Delhi, came to our hospital. Her both leg became numb, dead. So she was very much depressed. What will happen to my life now? She went to many doctors in Delhi, but no result. Then for magnet therapy, she came in our hospital, so she gave a message to me, sent a message to me that she wanted to meet me, and we 2-3 brothers went there. So first of all, although I did not know her, who she was, even now I don't remember who she was, but first of all, we made her very fresh. Her frustration, our aim was to finish the feeling of frustration, what will happen to me. Then I suggested her this method, how she can use the power of her subconscious mind for getting well. So the method was that every morning you give a vision to your subconscious mind that after 3 months I am running on the road of Delhi. Now you can understand. She was unable to walk. 3 months, time also. And I asked her to practice it for 21 days regularly. She did sincerely and found very successful result. She got well after 3 months. I taught to many students. You know, in India, 12th standards examination is very important, 10 plus 2, we say it. Because after that they have to go in higher education for engineering, for medical, for some other educations. So many students come to me, BK students, that they are in plus 2, final. They want at least 85% marks, not less than that. Then everything will become easy for them. They are first class students, they get 72%, 73%, 75%, but they are not enough for higher education. Otherwise, they will have to appear a higher competition and then it's not in their hand. It will go in the hands of many things are here, corruption, so many things, approach, minister's approach. You must give them 50,000 rupees then. So, I teach them that they should give this vision in the morning time, at least for 7 days regularly, that after 6 months from now. And they ask me before six months this question, that after 6 months their mark sheet came in their hand, and when they checked the number, they were 85%. So the subconscious mind's power will take them to that capability. Same thing I teach for those candidates who go for some interviews for Laukik job, that they must practice two things. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. Keep this thought. I am being selected. I am selected. No doubt I will be selected or not. I will get success or not. Probably I will not get success. No. I am selected. Success is my birthright. And this thought gives them full success. So this way, now for our spiritual life, I can suggest to you few things. Any day in the morning, today, two evening, or now you can do. You know, we will get a beautiful fortune for 84 births. So try to make a vision of your all births. I want that my each and every life must be like this. Give a vision. All 84 births must be like this. That in many births I must get a crown on my head. I must get a beautiful intellect, a beautiful character, contentment in life. I want to become donor in every life. Like this, you can find out at least 16 points for your each life and keep feeding them into your subconscious mind in every morning for some days. That in every life, I want such life that I become happy, healthy and wealthy. I don't want to ask anything from anyone. Not begging in any life. I want to become a donor. Always I will give, I will give. I want to cooperate to weak people in every life. I want to become the support of religion in every life. I want to become an inspiration for entire world in every life. Think like this in the morning. Give a vision to your subconscious mind. It will help you a lot. One very useful vision we can give to our subconscious mind, because we all have to leave our body one day. But we don't want to leave our body in hospital. Not on the bed. How do we want to leave our body? Give a vision. I am sitting in Baba's room, in powerful yoga. I am talking to Baba, and Baba asked me, child, come with me. And I left my body, and we both are going. Give this vision at least for 21 days, if you want this. Because it's very important. It's very important. We know many are suffering a lot in hospitals for 1 year, for 6 months, for 3 months. We don't want this. You want? Oh, we are talking to Baba happily with this consciousness. Baba, I am coming to you. I am fully content. I achieved everything from you. I am very happy. I am ready to go. I am coming. Receive me. Like? You like? This way we can use this power of our subconscious mind. I would add one thing. Don't read newspaper. I know Brahmins, don't read newspaper in the morning, but if you have this habit, avoid it. Avoid any negative thought. Why? Suppose you saw a newspaper and the first news of today always will be the worst, negative, violent. So that thought will enter your subconscious mind. It will stimulate all peacelessnesses of many past births, all seeds of tension which were inside your subconscious mind, and your life will become full of those negative things. And if you think, I am a great soul, suppose you wake up and your first thought is, I am a great soul, this thought will go to your subconscious mind, will stimulate all greatnesses which were hidden inside, and life will become great. If you create the thought in the morning, I am Master Almighty, Baba has given me all of His powers, this thought will go to your subconscious mind, will stimulate all sleeping powers. Many powers are sleeping there. They are in dormant form. It will awaken them and you will become very powerful. Any example? If something is going, you get the intuitions. It will not happen with many, but it can happen with someone. Then, if you are sure that it's true, then you can declare it, otherwise keep it inside. But it can work. It can work. Because many things are printed into our subconscious mind. Many things of future too. They can also be activated. They can also be activated. But not by everyone. So we can use what we want in life. Suppose your life, you are passing through many problems, many obstacles. You want to get rid of them. So in the morning, at least for 7 days, you should remind to your subconscious mind, Baba has given me this blessing that I am the destroyer of obstacles. This thought will be received by subconscious mind and all powers will be activated and those powers will destroy all obstacles of your life. Now you can understand how we can use our first 10 minutes of our life. Okay? It will help you to enjoy many things in life. Writing chart. Would you like to write chart? How many of you wants to write chart? Not all? All. I would suggest you some methods how to write chart. Now you have to make your own chart. You have to listen only now. I am not giving you a chart of 5 points, 7 points. I want to teach you how you can make your own chart. Because a person knows the self accurately. I know myself. What I can do, what I cannot do. What should I do, what should I not do. So I should make my plan according to my own self. What happens, suppose we send a chart of 10 points from Madhuban. People will respect it because it came from Madhuban. They will start writing chart. It's good. But because many points are not according to their choice, so they will not find any interest in writing that chart. So it's most important that we should make our own chart. Second thing, charts should be changed after week or 15 days. Not one and same chart for whole life. Did you waste time? There is one point. Did you waste time? Did you have waste thoughts in your mind? What will have to answer every day? Yes. Yes. I wasted my time. I had many waste thoughts. So after 3 days, you will think, why to waste time in writing it? So important, okay. Now visualize Shiva Baba, Gyan Surya. So about writing chart, we should change our chart after at least 15 days. And thirdly, that our approach of writing chart must be positive. This is a negative approach. Did I waste my time? It's negative approach. We know waste thoughts cannot be finished quickly. It will take years and years. So we should keep such points in our chart which help us to control waste thoughts. That's the right positive approach. So in my life I have written many charts. I can share you my experience. Actually, I was very keen in writing chart because I was experiencing many good things by writing chart. So in beginning, we had a 20-point chart in Yajna, 20-point chart. I enjoyed writing that. But same thing I experienced, that we cannot continue with this chart forever. I left that chart. Then I started to make my own chart. And the biggest chart which I wrote in my life, that was 100-point chart. That was my intensive practices of my life. It was, I think, 72 or 73. Because my aim was to make my yoga chart perfect. Perfect. You can understand this word. So I divided my chart into 3 parts. 33 points I wrote down the points of intoxication. I just used to remember them. 33 points for dharana. All dharana points. And 34 points, what did I do? I divided my routine in 34 parts. Action-wise. Small, small actions. And I wrote down how was the percentage of my yoga during this work. Suppose I drink water. Tea, milk. In bathroom, shaving, burus, shower, 3 things. Changing the clothes. Going from my room to classroom. Going from my room to kitchen. There are different words. I used to make tea, vegetables, rice, sweet, toli. In different actions. So according to different activities, I divided these whole things and wrote my chart. It was a very great thing that I wanted one thing, that my single minute should not be without yoga. So then, many things I achieved in life. So then I started writing chart in 3 points only. And in those 3 points, 1 point was the point of self-respect, one point how to do yoga practice, not how much yoga, different practices of yoga, and thirdly, one very powerful point from Murli, which I had to remember many times in the day. So, and I was writing this chart every morning, not every night, morning, during Murli. I used to note down 3 points and follow them whole day. Then, I made another chart, just 1 point chart. So I would suggest to you, when you are very busy in your Laukik life, you can write down 1 point chart, 1 point for a day. That today I will do this practice 25 times, 50 times or 100 times, as much as you like. So if you love, I can tell you those 15, 16 points. You can note down for 15 days. Then in 1 month you can repeat. You can enjoy that chart too. You can make it your habit, so just first day. I have entered this body. I am a soul. I have entered this body. I am sitting here. Visualize yourself. But with this feeling, I have entered this body. Like Baba. Just as Baba enters, you want pen? If I have, I don't, yes I have. So, just as Bap Dada, Baba enters the body of Guljar Dadi, so you will enjoy it very much. And simple method, each hour you can have this feeling 2 times only. 2 times. It doesn't take time. For 5 seconds, for 10 seconds, just I am a soul, I have entered this body. You can churn it in the morning, that I have incarnated in this body in order to establish purity on this earth, peace on this earth, heaven on this earth. This thought is very good thought. I have come down to establish peace on this earth, so peacelessness of this world cannot disturb me, cannot affect me. Just as Baba came down, when he came down, world was completely vicious, impure world. But impurity of this world did not affect him. We are also like him. You can churn in the morning once. Then whole day you have to be aware of this. I have entered this body. First day. Second, I am a great soul. How will you practice it? That Bap Dada came down in front of me and reminds me, sweet child, you are a great soul. You are not ordinary human being. You are a great soul. 10 seconds you have to use for this. Bap Dada came down, saying to me, Meethe Bacche, you are a great soul. Third day. So, for these all practices in the morning, you can do it nicely. When you come back home, again nicely, while job hours, you can just remember. I used to teach to many mothers one thing, that suppose this is the point, I am a great soul. So in the morning time, you just repeat it 25 times. Just repeat, I am a great soul. I am a great soul. With feeling. Or you can write down 25 times, I am a great soul. So what will happen? It will enter to your subconscious mind. And whole day your subconscious mind will remind you, you are a great soul. This is also a simple method. third day, very simple thing, Baba is with me. Intoxication. And same method you can use, Bap Dada came down and he put his thousands arms over my head. You will enjoy this vision very much. Thousands arms over my head. And he said, child, I am with you. You are not alone. So once in the morning, churn it, revise it, remind yourself, oh, Baba is saying, I am with you, you are not alone. Fourth day, I am Master Almighty. Might house. And that from each part of my body, rays of might are spreading out. Feel yourself, this is, I am might house, giving might to the world. This awareness. Fifth, Almighty is the canopy of protection over my head. Almighty canopy. Very interesting vision you can make for this. Almighty is coming down. He came here, became canopy, and by my two subtle arms, I hold his rays and talk to him. Now, you cannot go anywhere from here. I have hold you. So Almighty is my canopy. Sixth, Gyan Surya Shiv Baba. Many know this word, Gyan Surya, son of knowledge, son of might. Gyan Surya Shiv Baba is here, in front of my eyes, and his rays are coming to my face, not only in the soul, to entire face. Very easy and powerful practice. It was a message given by Baba. Next day, God is my friend. This intoxication, awareness, and make use of him. His friend. So friend is not only for namesake. Talk to him. Get his cooperation. Ask him to do this, do this, do this. You are my friend. Go there and do this. You can talk him friendly, very openly. Next day, just you have to visualize Shiv Baba in soul world. Just visualize him for 10 seconds, 2 times per hour. Next point, I am a soul, self-sovereign, king of the body, king of mind and intellect. A very good inspiration I got just few months before, that if you want to become you want to become the master of your mind, you should practice teach that I am Swaraj Adhikari, master of the self, self-sovereign. So what you think, you will become the same. If you think you are the master of mind, mind will come under your control. So just visualize yourself, a shining point of might, and give this thought, I am the master of this body, master of all sense organs, master of mind and intellect, I am the master, king. This is my throne. I am a king, sitting on the throne. Next point, I am an angel of purity. Angel of purity, or son of purity, sitting on a lotus flower. You might have seen in India, goddesses and many gods, sitting on lotus flower. And I am receiving pure energy from Baba. Also one thought, I am the master of nature. Very good practice, master of nature. By this practice, we would be able to control nature. I used to think, from the beginning of this year, it was intuitions to me. I can say, very good inspiration in my mind, that a time will come to us, at the time of destruction, when nature will create so much problems, calamities for all human beings, that sometime people will think that probably entire world will disappear. Everything will finish. At that time, we powerful souls will have to control the nature. Be silent. Stop everything. And nature will follow us. Even some yogis will control the events of this world. Events of the destruction, events of world war. Some yogis. So one who controls the mind can control everything, everything. So master of nature, this practice is very good. Next point, Baba's rays of might are coming down to me. Just I am under a fountain of might. Simple practice. Rays of might are coming down to me. Next day, a game we have to play. I am a soul. I am going to Baba, went there, touched him, came back, sit here, again, I am going up, touched him, came back, 5 times like this, per hour. Just game, going up, coming down. Next day, to see this entire world drama being detached observer, sakshi, detached observer. And in that practice, we have to remember 4 thoughts. One thing is, this world is a beautiful game. First thought. All souls are playing their parts. Fixed part. Everyone has got one's own fortune. It will keep you thoughtless, free from worries, carefree. Third thought, fourth thought, whatever is going on here, is happening here, is absolutely true. No question. Accurate, true. No question. And very good last point. No one can be blamed here. We cannot lay any blame on anyone because they are actors. Otherwise, we used to give blames. Oh, he did this way, he is doing this way. Now everything is accurate. Sakshi drashta, detached observer. Next point. Just to remember, this cycle of 5,000 years is about to over. Now, I have to go back home. I have to leave everything here. Remind yourself, I have to leave everything here and go back to my home. It will make us detached. Will remind us to our return journey. And last point we can practice, see yourself in soul world. I am in soul world, in my perfect form, in my completely liberated form, in deep rest, I am there. This way you can make your chart, you can add new things. One day you can do one practice, just for one day, to see everyone as a soul. For one day, for best enjoyment, for one day, give blessings to everyone. To whom you see, give blessings for a day and see result. Mind will become full of deep peace and enjoyment. This is the method to write down the chart. Now you should make your own chart. Don't follow anyone's chart. I used to say every Brahmin's chart must be separate. So I also would like, now time is over, for 3 days. Three practices, so that when you go to meet Baba, you can enjoy that meeting fully. So prepare yourself in 3 days. So tomorrow, for tomorrow, one practice. I am Master Gyan Surye. And Gyan Surye Shiv Baba is here. Giving me rays. At least 25 times tomorrow. Same technique. In morning time, you should do it fully. When you sit in class, you can do here too. Next day, I am Master Almighty, and Almighty is over my head, canopy of protection. And Baba's Day, 15th of December, when you open in the morning, open your eyes in the morning, just first thought, I am the most fortunate soul in the world, as God Himself is coming down to me today. And then visualize the same thing, that Almighty Baba is coming down slowly and slowly, He is coming down. If you can visualize this for 10 seconds, from Paramdham up to here, He takes 10 seconds. He can come in a second, but we will ask Him slowly and slowly. Come slowly and slowly. He's coming, coming, coming. Just keep looking at Him. He is coming. Came here. Whole day you have to practice it. 25 times at least. And this way you will enjoy Baba's meeting very much. Om Shanti. So I hope that carelessness gone, disappeared forever. So now let us sit for in one experience. Sit on the top of globe. Make your own globe. I am an angel of purity sitting on the globe. Angel of purity. From each part of my body, white rays of purity are spreading out. In Paramdham, Shiva Baba, ocean of purity. His white vibrations are coming down to me, say, fountain of white rays on me.